Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adablu talking with Tony Stone today, coming off a four-game series against St. Martin's, a series that started off just great. You won two on the Friday, looking very, very impressive, particularly offensively, scored a lot of runs. And then, you know, the next day on that Saturday against St. Martin's, boy, things just kind of took a turn, had trouble scoring runs, gave up some runs. Obviously, just a real up and then down weekend for you.
Yeah, and that's been the story for us all year. It seems like we play well one day, we turn around and don't play well the next day. The first day against St. Martin's, I think the tone was set for the day in the first inning for us when Kelly hit her home run. It just kind of got everybody going, and everybody was hitting the ball the rest of the day. Pitching was excellent, defense was tremendous. You know, all the way around in all three aspects of the game, we were playing very well. And I thought, you know, at that time, I thought, okay, here's where we make our run. Here's where we turn it around. You know, we had a chance to climb above 500 and even get closer to first place in the GNAC with Central Washington losing 2-3 against Northwest Nazarene. So the next day we showed up, and, well, actually we didn't show up the next day. Just seemed really tired. We were not ready to play. Didn't have any fire. Didn't have any intensity. And you know, some of the players lacked, you know, the game time. I guess attitude that you need to you know, sweep a series. So, you know, St. Martin's, they can hit the ball, and they proved that. It was just a matter of, you know, we missed a few spots as pitchers and we didn't hit the ball. Defense wasn't terrible, but, you know, if you're only playing one of the three aspects of the game well enough, you're probably not going to win too many ball games. So, you know, it was disappointing in that we felt that as good as we played Friday that we could have, you know, really hammered down on Saturday, and we just didn't do it.
Yeah, the disconcerting thing about that, again, stating the obvious, but, you know, if we're a road series, you'd probably say, well, road trips can take a lot out on you, but the fact that you were the home team, I suppose, particularly from your standpoint, that was a little bit frustrating.
Yeah, and, you know, I would say it was very frustrating that, you know, you play so well one day and you think, okay, you don't have to go to a hotel room and sleep in an unfamiliar, you know, bed. You get to go home and sleep in your own bed, and you get to rest and, you know, take advantage of those things. And simply put, we didn't take advantage of that. We didn't take advantage of being at home. We didn't put on our best show on Saturday. And, you know, I think our effort was not where it needed to be. Not so much that you know, we played so bad that we just gave it to St. Martin's, because you got to give credit to them, because they played very well. They hit the crap out of the ball, and that's something that, you know, if you're not hitting with them, you're definitely gonna, you know, lose ball games, and that goes for any team. If you're not hitting the ball, you can't score runs, and you're probably not gonna win too many games. But yeah, it was very frustrating at the end of the day. After losing those two, it just seemed like, you know, the switch had been turned off, and we decided that we weren't going to play that day. And, you know, we can't do that. We've got to be ready to play every day, no matter who it is that we're facing. We've got to play with 100% effort, and regardless of the opponent, we've got to play our best if we want to win the conference.
I do want to talk about some particular aspects of the play on both Friday and Saturday when we come back with the second part of the Coach's Show with Tony Stone.
Cellular Plus, your local Verizon Wireless premium retailer, is a proud sponsor of Yellow Jackets Athletics. Cellular Plus has 31 stores across Montana and Wyoming, including six convenient Billings area locations: The Heights, Rimrock Mall, Rimrock Mini Mall, King Avenue, Lockwood, and Laurel. Adam Kimmett and Cellular Plus would like to wish Coach Wooden and Coach Pfeiffer best of luck this season. Go Yellow Jackets!
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adablu talking with Tony Stone, coming off a split at home against St. Martin's. They win the first two games on Friday, score a lot of runs. Again, struggled scoring runs on Saturday against St. Martin's, and again, give the Saints credit. They put some runs on the board. I want to talk to you a little bit about the offense before we get into some of the other aspects of it. You know, I think one of the strengths of this team, and I think you'll understand this with the spirit it's intended is, from you, from a coaching standpoint, is I think you would probably consider yourself a very aggressive coach on the base paths and things of that nature. And it just goes without saying that when you have base runners, it creates all sorts of problems defensively. Obviously, it's much easier for a shortstop to make that routine ground ball play when they don't have to worry about the runner on third and holding them. You know, there's just one thing. And you just weren't able to get runners on base. And that takes a lot out of what is obviously a strength of this club.
Yeah, and that's probably the biggest problem that we had on Saturday is that, you know, we'd come in and, you know, from a defensive half inning where, you know, maybe they score one, two runs, and I'm saying, okay, just give me a base runner. Just give me one base runner. Put some people on. Somebody started up. It only takes one. I mean, name your cliche. I was trying to use whatever I could to get them to understand that all we needed was one base runner, because as soon as one base runner is on, with our speed, I think it puts the defense on their heels. And instead of, you know, a routine grounder to short with nobody on and you're throwing somebody out at one, now you got to make a play at two and possibly throw to one, or, you know, we have the opportunity to hit and run in that situation where we're moving the defense. We have an opportunity to straight steal where we're moving the defense. It just creates a lot of problems. We couldn't create any of those problems for the defense because we didn't have a whole lot of runners on base. And unfortunately, when we did have runners on base, we would, you know, leave them there. We weren't able to get them around and get them across the plate. So, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword that, you know, we want to get runners on base and we want to create problems for the defense and, you know, be aggressive, but it starts with getting somebody on base. And, you know, the other edge of that is, you know, you got to hit the ball first, you know, draw a walk, hit the ball, base hit, whatever it takes to get on base. You have to be able to do that, and we just couldn't do that on Saturday.
I thought there were a lot of tentative swings. Was that due to the pitching, or was it just due to the fact that the hitters were off?
Actually, I think it had a little bit to do with the pitching. I think the pitchers are very good, above average break on their ball, good change of speeds. They were locating it well. But we try and teach kids to swing the bat to combat that they should be able to hit any pitch at any time. And tentative, you know, that's a good word to describe it, but it was also lack of aggression in terms of seeing a good pitch to hit, whereas Friday we were swinging at pitches that were in the zone and we were letting pitches out of the zone go by, and on Saturday it was a complete opposite, swinging at pitches out of the zone and letting good pitches go by. And, you know, so it was a little frustrating in that regard, but it also, you know, it was also a little bit of the pitching that, you know, I don't think that they did anything different from Friday to Saturday, other than they were getting ahead of us because we weren't swinging the bat aggressively.
You know, what I know about pitching, you could count on your little finger in terms of the mechanics and things of that nature, but I know in that first game on Saturday, three straight home runs, I believe, by St. Martin's over one stretch, and I was sitting behind the catcher watching the pitches, and everything seemed to be up and over the plate with Lindsay. And Lindsay's had a tremendous year for you. But one thing that, you know, is, you know, and I know there's other reasons for it, but oftentimes when somebody's getting a ball up and they're not getting the jump on the ball, particularly with a rise ball, sometimes it has to do with being a little tired. And I have to throw that out at you with just two pitchers. Are you seeing some of that now, maybe with some of the fatigue with the pitchers?
I think that has a lot to do with it. You know, they're not necessarily throwing just seven innings in one day. I think Josie, I believe, threw almost nine innings on that second day, and we were trying to count it up when we were in the dugout just offhand about, you know, okay, getting towards the fifth, sixth inning of that second ball game. You know, at that time I thought, geez, we relieved her, or we relieved Lindsay in the first game about the fourth inning. So she'd thrown, you know, upwards of nine innings that entire day. So I do think there is some, you know, fatigue going on there, and it's something we just got to battle through. You know, there's no other choice, because we only have two pitchers, and because of that, you know, the pitchers really have to, you know, be disciplined in the pitches that they do make, and hopefully they throw less pitches by hitting their spots, getting ahead of hitters, and getting better results. Because it does show that once you're throwing, you know, more pitches, then you're, you know, it's just natural. Your arm's going to get tired. Unfortunately for us, because we only have two pitchers, you got to keep battling. You got to keep doing what you're doing out there, because, you know, there are no other options right now. It's just, you know, Josie and Lindsay. So, and hopefully they can battle through that. And I'll be honest with you, I think when Lindsay's on, when Josie's on, they're tough to beat. They're very tough to beat. But when they're off, the defense has really got to come through. And I think, you know, a home run you can't beat. But if it's kept in the fences, then, you know, you got to be able to make the plays. And I think, you know, our defense a couple of times didn't do what they needed to do to get out. So, you know, it was a combination of, you know, a little bit of fatigue and the defense not playing their best.
When you're just down to two pitchers, and we talked about the fatigue factor, does it change your strategy during the week? I'm talking about practice. I mean, are you letting them rest a little bit more? I just wonder from a coach's standpoint, what sort of things you might be doing differently than maybe you would have last year when you had four very, very strong pitchers.
Yeah, it definitely changes the strategy. Practices throughout the week, we get them, you know, one hard practice during the week, and then after that, it's, you know, making sure that we're not overworking them, so that when they do go into the weekend to play, that they're fresh, and that their arm isn't tired or anything like that. And then going into the weekend, you know, for example, when Lindsay gave up the three home runs in a row there, maybe after the second one, I take her out. And I get somebody else in there to give those hitters a new look. But with only having one relief pitcher, it makes it very difficult to say, okay, you know, we got to make a change, because you can't make that change too soon, and you hope that your pitchers can battle out. And, you know, it was just a tough day for Lindsay. You know, she didn't throw, you know, terrible, but she would probably be the first to admit that she didn't throw her best. And, you know, when you give up back-to-back-to-back home runs, it's tough for a coach to look into her eyes and say, I'm sorry, I can't pull you yet, because I only have one other pitcher, and I, you know, we've got another game to play. So it does make it difficult. The strategy changes dramatically. And, you know, we had four pitchers last year that at any time could win a ball game for us, and they did. This year now we only have two pitchers, and unfortunately for Lindsay and Josie, you know, they're it. And if they're not having a good day, then the other one's got to step up, and vice versa. So it's, yeah, the strategy does change, and they might, you know, be out there a little bit longer than is necessary, but unfortunately that's the way things have got to be right now.
We come back on the third part of the coach's show. We'll talk about a very important series coming up, as they all are, as they take on Western Oregon.
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets & Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that t-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with five Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets & Company on campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Tony Stone, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's softball team, getting set to take on Western Oregon. Obviously, good rivalry between these two teams. At the start of the year, you guys were the preseason picks to win the conference. I know you've had some great battles. You did pretty well down in Western Oregon when you took them on later on this year. This is an opportunity maybe to pick up some ground again in the GNAC.
Yeah, Western Oregon is a really good team. They are coached well. They've got some tremendous athletes, good pitching, and they do have a very good stable. I think in the first game that we played them in Monmouth, they used five or six pitchers. I think, wow, they changed the pitcher every inning. And each pitcher that came in to throw did pretty well. So they do have good pitching. They've got a good, solid offense. I think defensively they've got a few holes, but overall, they were really good defensively. So, you know, it'll be interesting this weekend, because, if we play our best and they play their best, it should be fun to watch. But, you know, give them a lot of credit. They've hung in there. And fortunately for them, they have, you know, done well when they needed to, and they're right in the thick of things. And, you know, I think that what we need to do is we need to play our best, 100% effort, no matter what's going on. We have to remain focused, and, you know, from the first pitch to the last pitch, we've got to make sure that we're giving 100% effort.
You know, I was watching the NCAA basketball tournament. Of course, a lot of strategy going on, you know, a lot of strategic moves made during the game. I think one thing that sort of separates softball and baseball is I know you look at tape, and I know pitchers have certain tendencies, but what it really, and every, you know, even coaches, regardless of sports, says we just got to play our game. We've got to worry about ourselves. But I think particularly in softball and baseball, that really does hold true. I suppose going into the game like this, you say, yeah, Western Oregon's good, but you know what? We really can't worry about that. We just got to do what we got to do.
Well, and we talk about that a lot. You know, control what you can control. There's nothing you can do about what Western Oregon is going to do. Offensively, defensively, or even from a pitching standpoint, there's nothing we can do about that. All we can do is all we can do. So we preach that quite often, to control what you can control, and not focus on what they're doing, what they're saying, how they're playing, because there's nothing that we can do about it anyway. So yeah, it is a strategic aspect of the game, in that you want to make sure that, you know, when it comes time, you know, for us to play our game, we have to do that. We're going to stay aggressive, and I think, you know, we can do that. It doesn't matter how many injuries we have. I still think that we can be aggressive on the base path. I still think that we can be aggressive in the batter's box. If our pitchers hit their spots and our defense plays well behind them, then I like our chances. And I've said that, you know, all year long. It doesn't matter, you know, what injuries we have. The next person's got to step up and, you know, play their butts off. And if they can do that, you know, that's why we brought them in here. You know, we didn't recruit people to come sit the bench. You know, we brought them in because, you know, they're going to play. Some of them are playing a little bit sooner than we had anticipated, but, you know, that doesn't mean that we say, okay, that's an excuse. We don't make excuses. We want to make plays, and that goes with what you're saying, that you control what you can control, and the rest will take care of itself.
You know, certainly you had we've talked, and sometimes we've focused a lot more on the second day and some of the problems you had there, but there were some positive things. I think even in the second day, one thing I really want to mention to you that impressed me so much with Jenna Van Eichren, she's playing second base. The reason I bring that up is my daughter's a catcher, and my daughter would have no idea what to do at second base. You know, she's not built to have a catcher, and you know, I realize catchers are different than maybe they used to be. They're not always those you know, short, blocky gals or what have you, but to have somebody with that kind of athleticism, you don't normally see catchers, what I'm getting to, that can go out and play a position like second base. And I thought she was really, really good out there in you know, with Stevie Howard's absence.
Yeah, and Jenna, probably one of the best athletes on our team, and overall just makes plays that amaze me. She did play second throughout her high school career, and then she caught for her summer team, so she's very experienced at that position. But it's not like, you know, she could move over to shortstop if she wanted to. You know, she's just that type of an athlete. We had her at third base a couple of times last year when we had Leslie Davis out. So that type of athleticism is something that, you know, we look for when we're out on the recruiting trail, and in the event that something like this presents itself, which you coach long enough, you're going to be faced with some adversity, and, you know, you got to adjust to it. And thankfully, we have players that are filling some holes for us, like Jenna, that can help us out. And, you know, Jenna made a play first day where the ball went off our first baseman's glove, and then Jenna just left her feet, dove, and then from her chest flipped the ball to first and got an out that, I mean, I was sitting in the dugout, and I was like, did that just happen? And, you know, you kind of got to rethink it, because it was such an amazing play. So, you know, we're fortunate that we have that type of athleticism on our team, and, you know, that can fill some holes when they do present themselves.
Well, and we'll see that athleticism this weekend as they get set to take on Western Oregon. Saturday begins at 1 p.m. at Cenex, and then Sunday at 11 a.m. at Cenex Stadium here on the MSUB campus. Coach Tony Stone, best of luck to you against the Wolves.
Thank you so much, Ken.
And the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.